All right, so at the end of Igeres HaKadosh Tess, the Valtanya said these incredibly powerful words, that in Ikvis, the Mashiach, at the end, before Mashiach comes, that the main service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitzvah of tzedakah, not the study of Torah. Study of Torah was the main avodah in their days, referring to the days of the Tanoim and Amiroim. Now the Iker is tzedakah, and the reason he gives is that now we have to transform the world. The words here on Daf Kuf Yudal Dintanya is Ein Derech L'Davka Be'Emes L'Hapcha Chashaycha L'Nahar. There's no way to truly cleave to Hashem and to transform darkness into light. Excuse me, Ki'im B'Pchinas Asiya Gamken, unless it's in the world of action, Shimaisa Tzedakah, which is the action of tzedakah. So, listen to how these words are echoed. Obviously, the Maranayim came earlier than the Paltanya. Nonetheless, they both sat at the feet of the great Maggid. And you'll see here how these words are. And again, if you want to know why they were almost put into Cherem or put into Cherem and so on, this is it. So this is the last piece in Parshas Vayetze. There are so many prints out, Baruch Hashem, of Maranayim. Here's another one, by the way, that just came out. Another print with even greater annotation and footnotes. Really geschmack, well done. This is a combination of the square one, and there was another one done by Mendel Vizhnitzer. So there's a lot of learning and a lot of printings available here. So he says as follows. They asked, how many days did it take the Rebbeinu Shlom to create the world? So he answered, obviously, everybody knows, it takes six days. They asked, what's God done since then? And he answered, he makes ladders. He makes some poor, takes them down the ladder. Omash the Zen takes some up the ladder, makes some wealthy. Like the pasuk says, Hashem, Meirish Omashir Mashpil Af Meremam. Hashem makes poor, he makes rich, he lowers, he uplifts. Kamesh Mitzino Gabi Yankiv, as we see in Parshas Vayetze by Yankiv Avino. Many had a dream in his Sulam Mutzavatza. There's a ladder. Venemar by Vikach Mavne Amokim. He took from the stones of the place, Ubavadai. For sure, says the Medrash. He had a pillow to sleep upon, he wouldn't have taken stones to sleep on. On the way back, he was very, very wealthy. Hashem blessed him on his way. He gave him the bracha of Avram. Recently we learned about this. Why Dafka the Bracha of Avram? Anyway, didn't we just learn a piece on this somewhere? Next paragraph here on Kuf Tezai. We learned earlier al Pasuk HaShemayim Kisiva Oretz Adem Ragli Kiyakadosh Baruch Hu Masa Hanhaga LiYisrael, that Hashem gave over the conduct of the world to Klal Yisrael. Lisakin Adam Raglov, to rectify his footstool, Kaviyochol Mipchinus Raglin, the lowest of levels, Madreges Apchusais, right, the lowest of things, Levarim Emanitzaitis Agdoshim, to uplift from them the holy sparks, or the Karavis Atzman the Boyrei, and to bring them close to Akadish Borchum, Mikol Advarim Shemchinus Atzias, and that Klal Yisrael can bring themselves close to the Boyrei Oidom to Hashem, with all matters that are physical. And with this, there is a tremendous pleasure given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all the world. Because Hashem takes unique pleasure when things that are of lowly value become a chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember here, the Baal Tanya says that this is going to bring the Geula. Says the Maranayim that this will make the possibility that the throne above is going to become completed whole, by bringing back above the things which have fallen. This is what the Pasuk says. Yankov raglav, Yankov lifted not his feet, but it means p'chinis raglin. It means the lowly things. Like we explained earlier, that Yankov lifted raglav, all the lowly things, Yankov uplifted them and returned them to their source. Now, what's the lowest thing in the world? The Pasuk says, Liyah Kesev Liyazav Amar Hashem. The Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Chagai.
Chaim
Levrocha. Liyah Kesev Liyazav. Hashem says, to me is the gold, to me is the silver. So he says, V'lam Amadavka Kesev Azav. Why Davka gold and silver, Miyuchad and La Yisbarach, are uniquely godly? Hashem made everything in the world, and they're all His. It says about Hashem, He's Kodesh Shemayim Varetz. He owns, He creates heaven and earth. So why gold and silver? Ach mipnei shekol anogais ha'ilam yitzdachusam ha'yidei hakesef izav. The fact is, let's face it, guys, the world revolves around gold and silver, right? That each and every Jew needs to bring them the gold and the silver, bring them back to me, because they have unique sparks of Kedusha within them. There is nothing in the world that doesn't have these sparks of Kedusha. The gold of a tainug sheyesh la yizbarach, and that there is a tremendous pleasure that Hashem has. Kishem mivi and etzle on its tzitzis kedushas hanefulim b'mokem hashofel kazeh. Hashem has a unique pleasure when we bring back the sparks that exist in such lowly things. Shu yisoid ofar mamish. Mamish, gold and silver, is literally a mineral. It's dirt. Shememenu nesava kesev azov. How does one do this? It is through the faith and trust that we have in Hashem. To conduct ourselves in business with true, absolute trust. Because we know that truth is Hashem's seal, a signet seal. And if a person conducts himself elach in business, he will receive heavenly assistance. Because after all, Chazal tell us, someone who comes to be assisted in Tahara, he receives a heavenly boost. To be able, so if we come with the purpose of elevating it, then we will have heavenly assistance. Because we're drawing into our business transaction the true one, capital one. Since we're doing it, we're bringing God into the picture. So he's part of the deal. He's a partner. If we bring the Rebbeinu Shlom into the partnership, then we elevate that spark that we brought into this business dealing, because we conducted ourselves in this deal with truth and with Torah. How do we make a Kodesh Baruch Hu partner? Because if we conduct ourselves according to the Torah law, so Hashem and His Torah are one. So Hashem is, it's Lord and Taylor. V'haven, and understand this well. Zok demar naim, and he says this later, b'shem the Baal Shem HaKodesh. V'al ke nikra masa umatan. Business, in Hebrew, they used to use this, even in this language. What's tista? Echal la masa matan. I buy and sell. Masa, shu al shem shem magbia. Masa means vayisa, to uplift. The reason it's called Masu Matan is Shemagbiyan, it's a Zakadish Memakam Nifilosai. We uplift the spark from its lowly stage, Shulah Shenoisa, which is to uplift it. Umatan, and we gift it, Shenoisna them Kaimai, we put it back to its place, Mikara Kedusha, who at the source of its Kedusha. Ubishvilze Nivze. Wow, now he goes and makes another outrageous statement. U'bishvil zed nifzer Yisrael ben ha'amim. This is the real reason why Klal Yisrael has spread out among the nations of the world. Why? Because when we deal with the non-Jews in business and with our words of business, we extract from them the sparks that are enclosed and garbed in this dealings with them. We have the capacity to make a chariot for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of every dealing that we do in the world. And we rectify our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hadoim Raglav, his footstool, V'kisei Elyon Yisroimim V'yis'ala, and by doing so we uplift Hashem's chariot, his throne, B'toisviz Ilui Godo, with a tremendous propelling action we uplift. U'lechein Amru B'Gemara, with this we understand the Gemara says, V'chala Yikum Hashim Raglayim, what does it mean when it says, and all of the yikum, the standing that's by their feet, this refers to a person's money, that puts him on his feet. Because through money, if we deal erlichly with money, we're able to set ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Adoim Raglav Kaviyachal, by being exceedingly careful to deal honestly, according to the law of the Torah, and with truth and with trust, what's the trust? The trust is that even in this interaction, in this transaction, there is Hashem's presence. And by doing so, this interaction becomes a merkava. Next paragraph here. This is what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu uplifted these lowly levels. Where did he do this? Especially when he had his battle with the minister of Esav. What does it say? It says that the angel saw that he couldn't beat Yaakov Avinu. Says the Maranayim, that battle, that epic battle, was a battle over the destiny of all future generations. Shetikin lanu Yaakov Avinu alav shalom ayde al milchama shahayeloi itay. Yaakov Avinu paved the way for us with that battle. Shemachmas goydol kishroinoi, because of his exquisite talent, notzach la sitra achra. He beat the sitra achra. Bechdeishle yifle rochas v'shalom v'barav adoyos abayim, so that the sitra achra will not be able to do harm to future generations. You, the children of Yaakov, were not annihilated. He's saying, because you are Bnei Yaakov, who went to war because of you, for your sake. Then he was able to battle and lower and overcome the sitracher. Big day. What did he accomplish? That it's easy for us to serve Hashem. Could you imagine what it would be like had he not had that battle? This is called easy. And he can't do harm to us. And he would not be able to do evil to you, them, to us, in all the different ways that he could have, had he not battled on our behalf. But now he can't do it to us. Because of this, like Elisa, we have not disappeared. Yaakov Avinu was able to foresee all of the challenges coming in all generations. V'rol l'sakalem derech Hashem. He paved the way for us to be able to subdue the prosecutor and the forces of evil. Next paragraph. This is the concept of the match, the struggle that the Torah records. Vayeyovek ish imoy, the Torah records for us that a man wrestled with him. Shehu avur banav adoyros, that was on behalf of the future generations. Haboyinad bias mishichenu b'mher b'yameinu. All generations until Mashiach's day. B'zeu ad alois ha-shachar. That's why the pasuk says that he battled until the alois ha-shachar. Zman shenemar by a day of what, which it says, oz yivoka k'shachar oirech. Then, like the morning, the light will pierce through shu yimais ha-mashiach. Bayar kilo yocholoi. The angel saw that he couldn't beat him. Ba'iga b'chaf yerechai, so he damaged him in the sciatica. Yerechai nubchines haraglin, k'meshik sivis kol yikuba shabraglim k'omol el. In the yerechin, in the thigh, in the regel, is where he was able to damage him. Shesham motzle sitracha mokim achizal lechaz bay. That's where the sitracha found a place to harm him. The what? Where's the harm? Shayyid Amomain, through money. Loidai Shayna Malan Itzitis. That all too often, not only do we not elevate the sparks, Umekarvin Oisayel Atoiv, so that this transaction can bring the person, and simultaneously he'll able to elevate the money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Quite the contrary, all too often, Misrachin Ayideze Yoisem Imenu Yizbarach, we become more distant from Hashem. How? What happened? Ayidei Sheikh Nislahem Esachem da Bimama in Biklipius. Because what happened is that the angel was able to instill the desire for money that's unneeded, extravagance. The fact that what could have potentially been a greater avoda, somebody who deals erlichly, somebody who does what he's describing here as being the unique avoda of uplifting kesev izov, should be greater than the one who studies Torah. Why? And this is what he quotes in Chelik Beis on the Gemara there of Nasosav and Nasata Bemuna in Masech the Shabbos, Lamed Beis. He says this b'shem in the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Ki ha'oisik b'Torah oisi yichud b'davar elyon. Because somebody who studies Torah is unifying himself with Hashem using holy stuff. It's already sublime. Spiritual Torah. But by doing and acting erlichly in business, yesh yoisit tainik, there's a greater pleasure. Kishimevian achios hakodesh mimokim shofal. Here we're bringing this sparks from a lowly place. When we're dealing with Torah, we're dealing with something which is already sublime. Ubibchinazu on this level, hu yoisera avdus minoisik b'Torah. Somebody who conducts themselves erlich in business is a greater avoda than somebody who's studying Torah. There in Chelik Beis, he writes that madach, if you learn the sugya of Choshen Mishpat, of a machlif para b'chamar, somebody who's switching a donkey for an ox, you're learning the sugya in Baba Metzia and Baba Kama, Baba Basra, all the sugyas there, right? Everybody shall receive such extreme pleasure, says the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Isn't it a Kal V'Chomer that somebody who actually does the chila for the para and the chamar and does it according to the Torah law that he's bringing a Kadosh Baruch a greater pleasure than somebody who just learns about it? Amnam. Tzorach lasik b'Torah. You first have to learn Kadesh Yeh Echlasis in order to know how to do it. There's other reasons why Torah is the Iker. But you have to understand that what? That kize gamkin Torah. That acting in Torah is also Torah. The fact that a person acts erlichly and uplifts those sparks, that's Torah too. And he says there, Kavata Itim L'Torah, that the next question that's asked after Nesosa V'Nesata B'Emunah is Kavata Itim L'Torah, not did you establish separate times for learning, but if you conduct yourself this way, then all your times are learning. Did you make sure that everything is learning? Because if you're conducting, if you, first you learn, and then you act on the learning, then you're making sure that everything is Torah. Because for sure, if the person doesn't study Torah, he'll never be able to conduct himself according to the Amunah, according to the Halacha. Umachmas HaTorah. Because he learns the Torah, Yovias Atzmei Lezeh Seichel, he will come, he'll arrive at that level of understanding, Shesham Gamken Torah, that even in the business transaction there's Torah. Ki HaTorah Gamken B'chol Dover, there has to be Torah in everything. Why? Because Ki Arayis V'Kutcha B'Nichu Chan, Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are unified. So therefore, in each and every interaction, transaction, in every involvement in the world, there has to be Torah, because there can't be anything that doesn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, by definition, there has to be Torah that applies to it. Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the business place is an awesome Aveda. The Yitzchakim and the Sar Eshel Esav got one up. Sha'ad Rabbi convinced people, Ayudeze Marchikin Oid Memeni Yitzbarach. What he did was he convinced Jews that if you go into business, instead of sitting in the Beis Medrash, that you're becoming distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Sar Eshel Esav of talking. As this issue is known in our abundant sins, that this is what they're selling people. This is because of the Gid Hanoshe, the Menashe Barnash Mepulchon Adamarim. Why is it called Gid Hanoshe? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, because the Menashe Barnash, he causes humans to forget Mepulchon Adamarim, that there's an Aveda of their master. Shaoyalan Lavin Lebezeb, because in essence, we should understand that we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in business. This is what the Torah prohibits when it says that Bnei Yisrael should not eat the Gid Hanoshe. They should not eat of the sustenance of the Parnosa from that kind of money or money source that comes from someone. Don't benefit from a businessman who thinks that their business activities are outside of their Avedis Hashem. These are the regalim that need to be elevated and rectified. Through which we elevate and rectify the Adoim Raglam Umudazois, and everybody knows Mashakosu Besvarim, that which is brought in the Sefer Kodesh Kisulam Bigematria moment, that a ladder has the same numerical value as money. Next page, Kuf Yud Ches. Now with this we understand. Zeu vayachloim v'inesulam mutzavatza. Pasuk says vayachloim and Yaakov dreamt v'inesulam mutzavatza. There's a ladder. Zok ta'el gemar na'im vayachloim uloshen chizuk hachloma k'may v'tachlimeinu v'tchayenu. It means strength and healthy. Ki Yaakov nischazek ba'avoyda liyaz p'chines sulam. Yaakov avinu became a ladder, shua momen, af shu mutzav ba'artzi, is kifianira. Even though to the naked eye it's musav artza, it looks like it's completely entrenched in physicality. Mikol Mokaim, nonetheless, we must recognize V'royishoy Magia Hashamayma, that the head of money, its head reaches all the way to the heavens. Shesharshoy V'ikrei Hu B'Shamayim, its root, its main place is in heaven. Ki Achios HaMahava Yisai L'Kaimai Hu Kodesh B'Mokim Elyon, because the life source that is gives it its existence comes from an awesomely high place. And we should understand that the angels of God, those are the ministers of all the nations, ascend and descend through our business transactions. If we deal erlichly with money, b'kavonas Hashem Yisbarach, with the intent of elevating those sparks, mitzien achias mehem, we're able to extract the spiritual life source from those nations. Shein lem chias ki mitzad anitzay tzam levash mehem, the only place that they derive, that they extract their chias, is from those sparks. V'az yadim bay b'shvil rachmana litzlan. If the person does not conduct himself correctly, then they further descend. However, will the hapach, the opposite is true. They come down. The angels descend. If we do what we're supposed to do, we cause their descent. Will the hapach, chas v'shalom, the opposite is true. Oilim, they go up. They're elevated. Sha'adirav v'misrach kina yideza. They become further distance from Hashem Yisbarach. Not only do the sparks become further distance from Hashem, but what's worse is umaysifim lam oid koyach rachmana litzlan chas v'shalom. We feed the nations more energy. Yankov also bekavanosi Yisbarach b'zeh Yankov Avinu conducted himself this way. He took from the avonim shu yisoy the offer kama le'el kesev izav u me'offer. He took from the stones, from the rocks, meaning he took of the gold and silver. Vayosem mereshoysav, and he put it up on the top. Vayosem bereshoy elyon mekorak dusha in seif baruch. He was able to return it all to heaven. The result of this is a very interesting practical matter. I once heard from a gadol b'Yisrael who was railing against the fact that we allow the Torah world to receive a good portion of their sustenance from the government. And he said that, and he brought various supports from Chazal, that that's what's keeping Mashiach from coming, because the government is serving a purpose in sustaining Torah. And that's a tremendous avla. He felt that it was usur behechlit to live off of government programs while you're learning.
It's easy to make a pircha on that.
This Maranayim is the pircha. Yeah. The Maranayim is saying, Yefakir. The Maranayim is saying that by, as long as it's kosher programs, then that'll bring, it'll elevate those sparks and it'll bring the nations down. So, L'chari, this Maranayim is saying, again, as long as it's kosher, as long as it's Masu Maten Be'muna, and it's done in a kosher way, then we'll be elevating the sparks to Kedusha, and it will ultimately bring down the enemies of Klal Yisrael, and be able to raise Klal Yisrael and bring Mashiach. But one thing is very clear, is that both the Maranayim and the Balatanya here are talking about the ability and the responsibility that we have to transform what appears to be areas of godlessness, and by infusing them with purpose, tzedakah, and observance of the halachas of Choshen Mishpat, that we raise all of that physical matter, and by elevating it, we will usher in this transformation of chashaycha l'nahira, of darkness into light, which ultimately will result in the coming of Mashiach. B'meheira b'yameinu.
All right.